27 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Hasn't that been fantastic? I can't believe we're nearly finishing another show, but I'm really excited about our next guest.
One more guest.
Where does time go?
It flies.
And don't forget our puzzle.
A puzzle at the end, yes.
That's right.
Please remind me.
8 + 8 = 4.
How does that happen?
How does it happen? So we'll see how we go. Well, often we get many different people in our studios ranging from ages, and I don't want to use that as the common denominator in our dialogue today, but it's lovely to see someone young who continues a journey in so many areas to help people. And today we have in our studio Madeline Governor, the president of Hills Rotaract. Good morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
And I'm going to call you Maddie. Maddie, you're the president. You're like the big boss. I mean, that's incredible. On a serious note, Rotaract, tell us about that, because it's an amazing organisation.
Look, it's a fantastic team that I have behind me. So it is a privilege that I get to be president this year. I joined the club about a year and a half ago. So I finished my first degree at university and wanted to kind of make friends and continue volunteering in my community.
I might join that. Do you make friends? Because I don't have any, so I might come and get some advice from you.
Feel free to come along. You're more than welcome. You might want to join one of our Rotary Mentor Clubs. But Rotaract is essentially a group of young, passionate individuals. We're all community-minded, so we really want to give back to our community, and we do that in a range of different ways. And while doing that, I think an important part for us is to have fun and is to socialise. So it is connecting with our peers as well.
Mm. And so how many members would you have currently in the Hills?
I think we have around 10 to 15 active members. And then we've got some members that come in and out, you know, when they're more available to join us.
So it's a two-part question. First part is, what does it give you? And then the second part, a corollary of that is, what do you think you're going to provide in your leadership? And what do you see as strong leadership?
Yeah, so I think in terms of what it gives me is an opportunity to give back to my community. That's the biggest part for me. I've always been the type of person who does want to give back. And like I mentioned, I volunteered a lot when I was at university and wanted to continue that as well. So Hills Rotaract has given me an opportunity to do that in a range of different ways. One being the Share the Dignity project that I'm sure we'll chat about in a little bit.
We will.
And then in terms of what I think strong or good leadership is, I think it's to be very collaborative. It's really important for me to take other people's perspectives and to come from a place of empathy when I'm dealing with others. So I think it's about listening to other people's perspectives and opinions and making team decisions, because it's a team effort. I don't think it's my responsibility to necessarily make just one decision and that doesn't work out for everybody. I do like to be open in the way that I operate. So I think it's collaborative.
Which leads me now into the whole charity that you're supporting and developing. And that's why I asked you, what did you want to get from it? And clearly, Share the Dignity is an incredible charity specifically for women, homeless, destitute, and I'm really interested in why you've travelled that journey. Tell us about that, how this come about.
Sure. So I come from a background that has domestic violence in it. So I had a bit of domestic violence in my family. And Share the Dignity is a charity that essentially supports women and girls who are experiencing homelessness, and often they're fleeing domestic violence situations as well. So I think straight off the bat, it was a charity that touched my heart. What they did really resonated with me. In my life, I've also moved more than 15 times. So I was born and raised in South Africa, and money was always tight within my family. So we were shifting around a lot, moving around a lot. So I've never been homeless, but I do know what it feels like to not have stability, not have the stability of a home. So I think that those two reasons together is why I'm really passionate about the charity and why I want to give back. And how it came about in Hills Rotaract is one of our members, our marketing director, Audrey, actually had the fabulous idea. And I don't think she wanted to take it on by herself. So she approached me after one of the first meetings of the club that I attended and said, you know, I think this would be a great thing to do. And I jumped on it straight away. I said, yes, absolutely, let's go. So we did it last year. And it was extremely successful, and I'm very, very proud of the club for coming together.
And when you use the term successful, what does that mean? Because you've been doing things by giving very tangible gifts and very tangible items that help people with their bags and so on. But what do you mean by successful? What does that look like?
Sure. So I think in terms of the practical sense, we collected over 1,600 items and we packed them into 132 bags. So I think that in and of itself was such a mammoth achievement. We went in wanting to make 100. So I feel we smashed that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was also successful in terms of the way we got to engage with our community and engage with our members as well. We were going out into the community and running stalls. So we were connecting with people who had these real stories that they wanted to share with us about experiences in their life. And they wanted to know what we were doing as well. And it was also an opportunity for our members to get involved in a project that really brought the whole team together.
And so when we look at those experiences and shared dialogue, tell our listeners what's memorable to you in the time that you've been together. You've collected all those very important things that help satisfy people's physical things, and people and businesses were so kind to donate. When you're sitting one-on-one, what is some very memorable stories and takeouts for you from people? Share that with our listeners of how that touched you.
So people in our general community donated as well. The first store that we ran was actually in Kings Langley, Kings Langley Shopping Centre. So Brian from Woolworths let us host the stall in front of their store. And he still remembers me, which is really lovely. And I remember it wasn't myself who had this conversation. It was Audrey, but she relayed it to me. She had a conversation with a woman who said that she had experienced, you know, domestic violence herself. And upon speaking with us and having that connection with Audrey, and Audrey's a highly compassionate individual, she came out, went in to do her grocery shopping, and she came out with two trolleys full of, you know, items for us. And they would be sanitary and hygiene items for us, just because she realized what we were doing for the charity. And I think it really touched her, because it got to a point in her life where she needed that kind of support and maybe wasn't necessarily getting it. So I think Share the Dignity does a wonderful job of collecting those items, you know, the practical sense, but then also widely sharing the stories of the women involved, and also just giving back to the women that need it through they essentially collect the items and then give it to charities who pass it on.
You're on 90.5 on Spotlight, and absolutely delighted to speaking with Madeline Governor, the president of Hills Rotaract, as I call the boss. And Darren and I are really excited that you're here telling your story. When you look at going forward, what would you like our listeners to hear more about what you're doing, and how could they help?
So I think if you jump onto our social media pages and get in, like, engaged with what our club is doing, you'll see that we're a highly active community. We're a highly active club in our community, sorry. And I think we have a range of different projects that we're running at the moment, and we're always looking for community support in those. So one of them is the Share the Dignity project. So I sort of briefly mentioned, but we collect hygiene and sanitary items for women in need. So next time you're doing a grocery shop, if you can pop a little something extra in your trolley, that would immensely help. Or even if you're doing spring cleaning, because it's coming to the season, and you've got unwanted bags, sealed items, anything you'd like to donate to us, definitely please feel free to reach out. And yeah, just check out what our club is up to as well through our social media pages.
You are on Alive 90.5 Spotlight, and we're speaking with Madeline Governor from Hills Rotaract and Share the Dignity Project. We're just going to take a short break, and we'll talk more about Share the Dignity and how you can get involved and how you or your children can get involved with Hills Rotaract.
Alive 90.5.
14 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have Madeline Governor in our studios. Absolutely amazing story. If our future is in good hands, I can tell you we are in good hands. And to have the president of Hills Rotaract, and also previously Cameron, who gave a fantastic insight into the quality of people who are trying to build the next generation and to take that custodian role on of the community in which we live. We're talking about Share the Dignity, and it's a charity that in some ways I think, Darren, has been born out of Madeline's involvement because of her past experience and lived experiences and so on, and wants to give back. And I'm really impressed with that you're a person, you're just about to enroll in a third degree, which is just, we were just talking about it, listeners, incredible story and commitment and energy is without, you know, anything that I can say. I'm just really blown away by it.
I think we should share some of the practicality of Share the Dignity and how our listeners can get involved. So,
sure.
Madeline, I know I've got lots of information in front of me. So how can listeners get involved? And I know there's things you're looking for, things that they can't donate, and there's a location. How can they get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you so much again for having us on. Cameron does have a way of words in explaining, you know, what young people are looking forward to in the next generation coming forward. In terms of the Share the Dignity project, just want to clarify, Share the Dignity is an existing charity.
That's right.
Most definitely.
We run a project that supports them.
Yep.
So the kind of items we're searching for are your everyday hygiene and sanitary items. The things that you and I would take for granted and that we have easy access to.
Mm.
So think about soap, shampoo, conditioner, and then women's specific sanitary items like pads and tampons. We would also look for things like hairbrushes. There are some banned items, and that's due to the safety of the community. So we can't accept things like razors or spray deodorants, unfortunately, but we will accept roll-on deodorants. And in terms of the drop-off point, that has changed. So it is who we call Rob's house. So Rob is one of our lovely Rotary mentors. And if you did want to drop off items, it would be best to get in touch with myself, and then I can take them over as
well. Okay, we'll put your Facebook onto the podcast link, and so anyone who wants to get involved can connect there through to Hills Rotary Act and get involved with your project that's supporting Share the Dignity.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, going forward, what are the other, in your role, which is so exciting, and again, thanks for being here this morning, what are other things that you want to try and do over the next 6 months and 12 months that are personal for you in a leadership capacity?
Sure. So going into the role, I definitely wanted to implement professional and personal development for the club. I think it's really important that young people have an avenue to develop the kind of skills that are going to translate into the workforce for you. And volunteering is a great way to build those skills. And I think what we're trying to do in the club is host at least once a month a professional or personal development session. So as an example, our upcoming one is this Thursday, and it's about understanding boundaries. So understanding your personal boundaries, how to respect the boundaries of others in a range of different contexts. I also am really passionate about cultural awareness. So I come from a migrant background and have experienced a level of discrimination in my lifetime, but I've also seen times where people have, you know, stood up for others and really shared their personal experiences and their personal stories. And I've seen how that can bring community together and help educate people rather than leaving people to sit with their ignorance. I think it's really important that we do use our voice and educate. So in November, we're planning a whole cultural awareness month. So all our meetings, all our socials are going to be around different learning about different cultures and engaging in those cultural experiences. And we're hoping to continue doing that moving forward as well.
Going forward, and I can't believe time has moved on again, what do you want to be remembered for? Now, you're only, and I say this respectfully, young, but, you know, you have such a warm heart to help people. What do you want to be remembered by in your role now?
I think that's a tough question. I haven't necessarily reflected on it. but I guess it would be that in my style of leadership that I've been quite collaborative and that I was very respectful of people's opinions and, you know, really open to different perspectives and contributing to the club in the way that they want. In terms of the club members, I think that would be really important for me, that when I finish the role, club members feel like, hey, you know, she really listened to what we wanted and she gave us what we needed as well. And I definitely think it would be important for me that the club learn something in my time. I don't want to just go through the motions. You know, there are aspects of the club that's more procedural and where you just run things, but I want it to be more than that. I want us to take away, you know, in this year, something to reflect on, something where we can say, yeah, I learned something new.
Well, Darren, I've got to say to you, Hills Rotary Act is in a good position. It's been an absolute delight with Cameron and Maddie, now you today. If people, you know, grandparents and parents are listening to this show, they might just want to say to one of their young grandsons or granddaughters to get involved. Would you encourage them to do that?
Yeah, most definitely. We're always looking for, you know, fresh new faces who want to join us, people like us who are community-minded, wanting to get involved, or even just wanting to make friends. We have a meeting every second and fourth Thursday of the month, and we also do at least one social a month. So maybe if you don't want to come to a meeting, that's okay. Come along to one of our socials and get to know us in a more chill atmosphere.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted. Thank you for being with us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. It's been a real pleasure to have you, Maddie. Welcome. and I hope that you continue your journey.
Thank you so much. 5.